Jeff Bezos possesses a rare combination of qualities that Walter Isaacson compares to Leonardo da Vinci: insatiable curiosity, interdisciplinary thinking, childlike wonder, and unconventional reasoning. This unique mindset transformed a garage-based online bookstore into a trillion-dollar company spanning retail, cloud computing, devices, entertainment, and space exploration. Bezos's childhood experiences, fixing machinery on his grandfather's Texas ranch and devouring science fiction novels, planted seeds for his innovative approach. His early fascination with the Apollo 11 moon landing would later manifest as Blue Origin, his aerospace company pursuing humanity's future among the stars. Through Amazon's meteoric growth to over 600,000 employees, Bezos has maintained his foundational day one philosophy. Despite the company's massive scale, it's still just the beginning of what's possible. What happens when you prioritize customer experience above all else? A virtuous cycle emerges. Better experiences attract more customers, enabling greater scale, which allows lower costs and prices, drawing even more customers. This philosophy drives counterintuitive decisions throughout Amazon's history. When launching third-party selling, Amazon displayed competitor products alongside its own, despite internal resistance. The result? Third-party sales grew from 5% to over 58% of units, transforming Amazon from retailer to marketplace. Amazon allows negative reviews despite vendor pressure, recognizing that long-term trust outweighs short-term sales. Amazon Prime launched despite horrifying financial projections. What happens when you offer a free all-you-can-eat buffet? Bezos asked. The heavy eaters show up first. Yet this billion-dollar investment transformed customer expectations and created unprecedented loyalty. Imagine a massive flywheel, difficult to start turning but gaining unstoppable momentum once in motion. Amazon's flywheel starts with customer experience. Better selection, lower prices, and faster delivery attract more customers, bringing more sellers to the platform, which improves selection and enables economies of scale, allowing lower prices and faster delivery, completing the cycle. This explains seemingly disparate business decisions. Prime membership incentivizes more frequent shopping, increasing volume and improving unit economics. Fulfillment by Amazon enables third-party sellers to offer Prime-eligible shipping, improving customer experience while strengthening Prime's value. These initiatives interlock. When we win a Golden Globe, it helps us sell more shoes, Bezos explains. Award-winning Prime Video attracts Prime members who purchase across Amazon's entire ecosystem.
During the dot-com crash, Amazon stock plummeted from $106 to $6 per share. Yet Bezos remained unfazed, focusing on improving customer count, per unit profit, and inventory turns, all trending positively despite Wall Street's panic. He often quotes Benjamin Graham, "In the short term, the market is a voting machine. In the long term, it's a weighing machine." This perspective enables Amazon to make bold investments that competitors can't justify to shareholders demanding quarterly results. Amazon Web Services exemplifies this approach, a departure from retail requiring substantial upfront investment in data centers. Today, AWS generates over $40 billion annually, with higher margins than Amazon's retail business. Bezos compares long-term thinking to home ownership. Owners think differently than tenants, making investments that might not pay off for years. Bezos distinguishes between two decision types: type 1, irreversible, one-way doors, and type 2, reversible, two-way doors. This framework enables Amazon to move quickly on most decisions while carefully deliberating on those few that truly can't be undone. Their WebLab platform ran 1,976 tests in 2013, nearly quadruple the number from just 2 years earlier. The Fire Phone flopped spectacularly, but its technology accelerated Echo and Alexa development. Similarly, Amazon Auctions and Z Shops failed before creating the successful marketplace platform.
If you're going to take bold bets, they're going to be experiments, Bezos explains. And if they're experiments, you don't know ahead of time if they're going to work. As Amazon has grown, the scale of its experiments has increased. What once required $1,000 tests now demands billion-dollar bets. Are high standards intrinsic or teachable? Universal or domain-specific? Bezos believes they're teachable rather than intrinsic. People primarily learn them through exposure. If you're on a team where everyone has high standards, you're likely to catch them, he explains. They're also domain-specific, not universal. Having high standards in one area doesn't automatically transfer to others. When founding Amazon, Bezos had high standards for innovation and customer care, but lacked them for operational processes. Achieving high standards requires two elements: recognizing what excellence looks like in that specific domain, and understanding the realistic scope of effort required. Consider learning a handstand. Most people expect mastery in 2 weeks when it actually takes 6 months of daily practice. This unrealistic belief about scope, often hidden and undiscussed, kills high standards. Similarly, Amazon's 6-page memos require a week or more of writing, rewriting, and editing, not something thrown together the night before. The benefits? Better products for customers, easier talent recruitment, and protection of the invisible work that happens when nobody's watching. What if, instead of just building products, you created platforms where thousands of others could build alongside you? Amazon Marketplace allows third-party sellers to compete directly against Amazon's own retail managers on product pages. This counterintuitive move expanded selection while letting Amazon focus on categories where it added unique value. Amazon Web Services democratized access to world-class computing resources, enabling startups to compete with established enterprises without massive capital investment. Kindle Direct Publishing eliminated gatekeepers, allowing thousands of authors to sell more than 1,000 copies monthly while earning 70% royalties instead of traditional publishing 17.5%. Fulfillment by Amazon extended this approach to logistics, giving small businesses access to sophisticated fulfillment networks without building infrastructure themselves. These platforms are powerful because of their self-service nature. Entrepreneurs can experiment without Amazon's permission, creating what Bezos calls a permissionless innovation environment, while Amazon captures value from successful ventures. Similarly, Echo devices drive Alexa adoption, facilitating voice shopping and increasing Prime engagement, creating advantages competitors struggle to match. This platform approach builds ecosystems where others can thrive while Amazon benefits from their success, establishing powerful network effects that strengthen over time. Blue Origin, Bezos's aerospace company, aims to make space travel accessible, not just for colonization, but for massive rotating space colonies housing millions. Earth is the best planet, Bezos explains. We need to protect it, and the way we're going to do that is by going out into space. His acquisition of the Washington Post transformed the struggling paper by shifting from high revenue per reader with few readers to tiny amounts with many readers by leveraging the internet's global reach. The Climate Pledge commits signatories to meet Paris Agreement goals 10 years early, with Amazon investing in electric delivery vans and pursuing 100% renewable energy. The Bezos Day One Fund helps homeless families and creates Montessori-inspired preschools in low-income communities. Across these initiatives, common threads emerge: thinking in decades rather than quarters, tackling seemingly impossible challenges, and believing innovation can address humanity's greatest problems. As Bezos puts it, big things start small, but with persistence, they can change the world.